State police in both Massachusetts and New Hampshire have each relieved one of their troopers from duty today. That comes amid investigations into the apparent beating of a suspect recorded live by television news crews. The suspect is a Worcester man. He was arrested yesterday afternoon after a high-speed chase that began in Holden, Massachusetts, and ended in Nashua, New Hampshire. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
Not just one, but several videos from several different news helicopters show at least two police officers punching Richard Simone after he had emerged from his truck and knelt to the ground as officers trained their weapons on him. The pummeling, which Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker called incredibly disturbing, lasted between 11 and 17 seconds. By mid-afternoon today, the colonel of the Massachusetts State Police announced that a trooper he did not identify was relieved of duty until an internal hearing is conducted tomorrow. That trooper appears from the video to be the second police officer to hit the suspect, which the video shows beginning with a roundhouse right-hand punch delivered by someone wearing the colors of the New Hampshire State Police. And relieving that officer, Colonel Robert Quinn of the New Hampshire State Police said he would cooperate fully with the criminal investigation begun by that state's attorney general.
I want the public and law enforcement personnel to know that the Division of State Police does not condone the unjustified use of force, and it will not be tolerated.
The 50-year-old suspect at the center of the car chase appeared in court in Nashua this morning, in the same Red Sox jersey and cutoff jeans he was wearing at the time of his arrest. What seemed like three stitches and dried blood in his left ear and a red mark near his eye were the only signs of possible injury. Richard Simone told the judge he was not going to fight extradition to Massachusetts, where there's an arrest warrant on a charge of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. Without further explanation, his lawyer said Simone wanted to seek medical attention. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.